Pray together. Father, we just thank you, Lord, that you speak to us, Lord, in many ways, Lord, already. Lord, you've spoken to us, Lord, as we had an awesome time of worship, Lord, to lift you up, Lord, to celebrate the risen Christ, our mighty Lord and Saviour. Lord, even the children are ministered to us, Lord, as they remind us, Lord, that you've risen from the dead, Lord, and your love is to be extended and given for this world. And so, Lord, even as we open your word together, we just pray, Lord, that you speak to each and every heart this day, Lord. We pray that now in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Well, praise God. It's a wonderful day to celebrate our risen Christ, and every day for a Christian is a true follower of Jesus Christ. Every day is a day of celebration of the risen Christ. Amen. Amen. Some people, maybe they're a fan of the Lord, and maybe they'll gather like Easter's like the grand final for them, and they'll go along and they'll cheer. But the rest of their life means nothing in the rest of the other days. But we want the reality of the risen Christ to be manifest in our life every single day. Amen? Amen. So we're going to have a look at a passage this morning about Jesus when he was risen from the dead and they come to the empty tomb. Just want to read one scripture before we look at the passage in Luke 24 we'll look at today. But Romans 4:25, it says, he was delivered over to death for our sins, and he was raised to life for our justification. And the death and the resurrection of Jesus Christ are so central and fundamental to the Christian faith, that Jesus died on the cross in our place for the sin, for what we deserve. And every one of us, if we're honest, we know that we've all done stuff that we know God will not be pleased and God will not be happy about. But Jesus took the punishment that we deserve on the cross. And he died on the cross in our place, taking our sin upon him. But then on the third day, he was risen again from the dead, conquered sin, conquered death, and has given us also the ability to have eternal life, but also to have a life that is full here and now. And so let's have a look at this passage in Luke 24, 5 and 6. I want to talk about the living and the dead this morning. And really, how do you live your life? Because the reality of the resurrected Christ has to impact every day of our life. And we need to remind ourselves, I'll talk a little bit about this later on, we need to remind ourselves. Easter is a good reminder. It reminds us that the centrality of everything that we believe hinges on the fact that Jesus Christ rose from the dead, that there is an empty tomb, and that's what we want to look at this morning. So let's have a look at this passage in Luke chapter 24. You'll find obviously the story of in all the Gospels, but this particular Gospel of Luke and 24, 5 and 6, we'll have a look at those verses this morning. On the first day of the week, which was Sunday, very early in the morning, the woman took spices they had prepared and went to the tomb. And so when someone was died, they would prepare the body, they would put on about 60 odd pounds. So you're looking at 20 odd kilos of pounds of spices that they would wrap and anoint the body with, all these different spices and fragrances that they would do that. So the woman took spices they had prepared and went to the tomb. And they found the stone rolled away from the tomb. But when they entered, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus Christ. A little bit earlier, you have the women thinking they're going off, they're rushing off to the tomb on the way. They're talking about it. It says, hang on, what's going to happen when we get there? Because there's this big whopping big stone in front of the tomb. Who's going to move this stone? We can't move this stone. Once that stone's in place, it's put there. Plus, there's a whole bunch of guards there that are guarding the tomb there so that, because that had been spoken widely about Jesus being risen from the dead. And so they wanted to make sure no one could come and steal the body. And so there's a lot of discussion going on between the women. You read that earlier on in the passage. But when they entered, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. And so they came, these women, they got up early in the morning to go off to anoint the body of Jesus Christ. And when they get to the tomb, the stone's rolled away and there's nothing in the tomb. And while they were wondering about this, suddenly two men in clothes that gleamed like lightning stood beside them. You've seen lightning? Everyone's seen lightning. You look at lightning, wow, just imagine these men. And the radiance of what they're wearing was like lightning, not just even like, some product that washes their clothes nice and bright like lightning, stood beside them. In their fright, the woman bowed down and with their faces to the ground. But the men said to them, and I think you would respond in that way too. You've gone off expecting to get to this tomb to anoint this body, and you get there, the tomb is empty, and these two men suddenly appear with these clothes that are so bright and radiant, and so they bow their faces to the ground. Wow, what is this? And then the men said to them, and this is really what I want to talk about this morning, why do you look for the living among the dead? Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here. He is risen. Remember, and remember is an important word. We need to remember. Easter is good for people who don't know the Lord Jesus Christ to find out about what Christianity is about. But it's good for us who believe as well that we might remember, because we need to be reminded because we forget. Remember how he told you while he was still with you in Galilee. The Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men, be crucified, and on the third day be raised again. And so we just see that scene. You can picture that scene. You've got a picture there, the empty tomb there. They've come to the tomb early in the morning, and they've got want to come to anoint Jesus' body. They get there. Tomb's empty. These two angels appear to them, and they say to them, why are you looking for the living among the dead? And I want to really challenge us on that this morning, because a lot of us are looking for life in the wrong place, and they don't realize that we live our life every day with the knowledge that Jesus Christ rose from the dead. And it's a historically recognized fact. All the historians of the time wrote about that Jesus had risen. They knew something had happened because of all of the talk, everything that was happening in that time. We know how the disciples' lives were radically changed, that they were huddled together in fear and disbelief, and how eventually they give their lives for Christ, actually got martyred. Something changed, and that was the resurrection of Jesus Christ changed these men. And so you've got these women that are going off early in the morning, and they're going off to this tomb. And tells us there's a number of women there. It tells us a little bit later on you had Mary Magdalene there, you had Joanna, Mary the mother of James, and there's some other women with them. We don't know exactly how many women were going there. But they've got quite a lot of kilos that they have to carry with them to go to the tomb to do this anointing of his body. And so just imagine that split out, and I'm not sure exactly how many, but they'd have a few kilos each that they would carry, however they're carrying it, little jars or bowls or however they're carrying it. But just imagine you've got 2 litres of milk. Just say you're carrying 4 litres of milk. That weighs a fair bit. Those, you think that's fine, just going from the supermarket into the car park. But just say you've got to walk a K or so, and you've got to carry this 2 litres of milk in each hand. After a while, that comes a little bit heavy, doesn't it? Carrying that any sort of a distance. And so these women would have been weighed down by these spices, what they were carrying. And so they were carrying something with them, but also not only what they were physically carrying, they were carrying huge emotional burden at the moment. Incredible, incredible grief. We've got to understand that. The disciples following Jesus, there were women there that they would then look after them and feed them and whatever else, that they were there, maybe wash their clothes. I'm not sure. Jesus was traveling all of the time around, and there was women that were also there. It wasn't just men, women also following the Lord Jesus Christ with all of the followers. And they, like disciples, had hinged everything on Jesus Christ, because Jesus had made an incredible amount of claims, and huge claims. And remember, there'd been others that had come and gone before claiming that they were the Messiah, that they were the Christ. But they thought this was the one, this really is the one. This is the Messiah. This is the anointed one, the Christ. He is the one. And they would put everything to follow the Lord Jesus Christ. And then they see Jesus dead. And then they see his body taken off the cross. And then put in a tomb, and they're shattered. Everyone is shattered. The disciples are shattered. They're shattered. The grief that is overwhelming them is so heavy on their heart. And so on that Easter morning, they've just got like death hanging over them, because every dream they had, everything they thought, everything they hoped and longed for, everything they'd wrapped up emotionally, everything was all staked in Christ, and then he died on the cross. And so there was despair and grief and heaviness that was upon their heart. They were carrying a physical burden, and then they were going there emotionally weighed down, and then they go there and then they find this remarkable thing. So Jesus had already risen from the dead. When they got there, the tomb was empty. Jesus had risen from the dead. But see, many, many people, and even sadly some believers as well, live their lives as if Jesus hasn't risen from the dead. And just like these women, they'd got all these spices and they'd got all the stuff that they thought was reasonable to do. They were carrying all of this stuff and they were going to anoint Jesus' body with. So sometimes what we do is we come up with our own answers, our own solution, and we put our own burden of the circumstances and we try to work out the solution, how we should do it ourselves, and we get weighed down with the problems and the stresses and the worries of life because we don't realize, some people, if you don't know Christ, it's simply because they don't realize Jesus was risen from the dead. But if we're a believer, we can forget that Jesus has risen from the dead and allow circumstances to weigh us down. And we do stuff, carry stuff. They didn't need to be carrying stuff to anoint Jesus' body. He was already risen from the dead. So many people carry stuff around in their life that is not necessary for them to carry, and that because Jesus has risen from the dead. You don't need to carry burdens, things that hang over us. We can release that because Jesus has risen from the dead. There's a story of Martin Luther, you know, the great reformer Martin Luther. And there's a story like, and he was just having a real low day, in fact, but he had a couple of days and he was getting pretty depressed and down in the dumps, mighty man of God, and just feeling really sorry for himself and allowing all the woes and pressures and stresses of everything to weigh him down. And so he was just pretty miserable and pretty glum. And so his wife saw him behaving like this. And so she went and she changed her clothes and she went and she put on all black. You know, people do that. She put on black, put a little black bonnet on and a little black dress, little black shoes. And then she went on and she went about all doing the housework and stuff around the house. After a while, he sort of snaps out of a little bit and notices that she's wearing all this black and darkness and says, what are you doing? You're going to a funeral. And she replied to him, she said, no, but because you're acting like God is dead, I thought I might as well join with you in mourning as well. And see, some people are like that. They act as if Jesus is dead. Jesus is not dead. He rose again from the cross. Some people carry around the weight of the world upon them, the woes and stresses, and we go through stuff. But we've got to live our life, not that like Jesus is dead, but we live our life apprehending the fact that Jesus rose from the dead and that he is the risen Christ. But how many people just carry stuff? See, we're emotional beings. God has made us to be emotional beings. And we hurt. I mean, and Jesus did. He hurt on the cross. He hurt emotionally because the closest, most dearest people to him all nicked off or ran away at his lowest moment. He knew what it was like to be deserted. He knew what it was like to be betrayed. One of his most closest confidants, Judas, comes and betrays him with a kiss. He knew all the emotional stuff. Scripture says we have a high priest who sympathizes with us. He knows what it was like. He came down in human form, walked among us. He knows how it hurts to hurt when people hurt us. He knows what it's like to take pain, pain that none of us have ever endured. He knows those things and he loves us. He came, so he's not one that is disconnected or far away. He loves us. He came and walked this earth. But some of us, we carry stuff and we forget that Jesus Christ rose from the dead. We forget that at times. We allow emotions to rise up. And these women were so emotional and that they had forgotten. See, they saw miracles. They saw Jesus do miracle after miracle after miracle. All of these things attesting to who he was saying who he was, that he was the Son of the living God. He was the I am, he said. And then hang on, all the Pharisees that wanted to stone him for saying that. He knew he was what he said, who he was. And the other thing was, is that Jesus actually told them on a number of occasions, more than one time, on a few occasions, Jesus told them that the Son of Man, Jesus, must be crucified, die on the cross. But on the third day, he will rise again, even as the scripture says. Now they saw miracles and they were told that. And yet at the time of struggle, at the time of grief and problems and things, they were so overwhelmed with their own emotion, they forgot what Jesus had said. And so we read in that passage where he says, remember he told you when he was still with you in Galilee that the Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men, be crucified, and on the third day be raised again. Because the struggle and the emotion of all of that, they forgot that. And we're emotional beings. And sometimes we allow that emotion in our own self to rise up that we forget the things that Jesus said. We forget what Jesus said. Jesus had told them, I'm going to rise again. But their own emotion became louder than what Jesus had actually said to them. And that's something we've got to guard against. We've got to guard against that our own emotion in the circumstances and struggles of life, because we all face things in life. Life is not easy, as many challenges, but if we remember what Jesus said, then we can allow that resurrection life to flow through us. But sometimes we forget what Jesus has said. And then these angels say to him, just remember that. So some of us have forgotten the promises of God, what God has said to you, the promises that God gave you, because your emotion has just risen up and we get caught up in stuff. We forget what Jesus has said. We forget what Jesus has done. We forget that he rose from the dead, that there is nothing too difficult. He's defeated death. He's defeated sin. There's nothing too difficult for the Lord. And so don't allow the emotion of how you're feeling or the circumstances to overshadow what Jesus has said. And Jesus has spoken life into you. Don't walk around like someone who's carrying the weight of the world upon you. Walk around, if you've given your heart to Jesus, as someone who has apprehended, yes, I have the power of the risen Christ within my life and within my heart. And I'm not going to allow circumstances to overwhelm me or to get on top of me because of what Jesus has done for me. Don't go around acting like Jesus has did. And that's the same on Good Friday. You know, we don't all go around morbidly hanging our head down, because we remember Jesus died, but we always remember that he rose again from the dead. And so that resurrection life is always there for us. We go through heartache, we go through difficulty, we go through struggles, but at the same time we remember that Jesus rose from the dead. And therefore I have promise for this life as well as the promise for eternal life, that when I die, I know where I'm going to end up. I know where I'm going to be with 100% confidence, because I've lived in my life, given my life to Christ. But this life is full because of what Jesus did on the cross for us. And these women, they'd forgotten that. But we don't hang it just on these women, because if you read a little bit further on, the women, they go off and go, wow, this is amazing. Jesus is risen from the dead. They run off and they go and they tell the disciples. And what reception do they get from these great, mighty men of God, mighty men of faith? They go, lady, you're talking a bunch of nonsense. They said, what you're saying is nonsense. It's rubbish. It can't be. These are the ones who walked with Jesus. These are the ones who saw all the miracles that Jesus did. They heard it too. They were there when Jesus said, I will rise on the third day. But they struggled with that. Their own emotion and things were rising up. They just couldn't get through that to listen to what Jesus had said. But the voice of Easter is very loud to us. Jesus has risen from the dead, and we need to listen always to what Jesus is saying to us. And so the disciples, they weren't any better. And if you read further on in the passage, you have the whole story of these two of them that were in that group, part of that 70, and they're on the road to Emmaus, and they're walking around there and walking there, heads down, and Jesus appears to them. Now, Jesus, it tells us, over 40 days, there's about 11 appearances where Jesus appeared over those 40-day period, about 11 or so times that Jesus appeared. And all of a sudden, even one time, there's 500 people who saw the miracle of the risen Christ. And so these guys are upset, they're depressed, and they've forgotten what Jesus has said. And they're walking along. Jesus is there, and Jesus walks up to them and starts walking. He goes, oh, what are you guys talking about? They go, well, we're talking about, you know, what's just happened, you know. He goes, oh, what do you mean? They go, well, you must be from another planet if you haven't heard. All of Jerusalem is talking about, you know, Jesus rose from, was on the cross, and we'd really hoped that he was going to be the one. And they even go on to say, and the amazing thing is, the women, they went down to the tomb and the tomb was empty. And it's been 3 days. It's the third day. We don't know what this means. Now, you'd think you'd put two and two together, wouldn't you? That Jesus who said, you know, who he was, that he was going to die on the cross and he'd be risen from the dead. And they walked with Jesus. They saw all of that. They go, the women come, and it's the third day. The tomb is empty. You don't have to be a rocket scientist, do you? You'd think, oh, it was true. But again, they just couldn't get it. They just didn't get a hold of it, didn't believe it. So they're walking along, and so Jesus then, they don't even realize it's Jesus because they're so overwhelmed in their own emotions, they can't even see Jesus at that time. So they're walking there, and Jesus begins to teach them, says, guys, you thick or something, look, goes along and starts teaching them all the way through, right from the beginning through the scriptures, showing them, proving that Jesus is the Christ, going right through the whole Bible because Christ is revealed right through the Bible, Old and New Testament, everything points to Jesus Christ. Everything points to Jesus Christ. Took them all the way through there. Then they finally come and they sit down and they urge him to stay on. Just come and have a meal with us. He breaks bread and then ding, they realize, you're Jesus, you're the Messiah, you're the one, and they begin to worship him and honor him. But that they didn't grab him. So important that we remember what Jesus has said to us. So important. That's why we encourage people about going to church and hearing the word of God. You think, oh, I know it. Yeah, but are you living like Jesus is alive right now? Or are you living like Jesus is dead? Have you forgotten that? Have you allowed your own emotions to rise up and to overwhelm you? The problems and struggles just seem to be the louder voice. We need to be reminded. We need to remember. That's why we go along to church. That's why we read our Bible. Not because it's a religious exercise that we can get a little brownie point or make our conscience feel appeased. It's to remind ourselves what Jesus said, that who Jesus is, that he is the risen Christ, and his promises are true, and his word is true. The other thing that when they come to this tomb, and there's the stone rolled away, it basically says to them, this angel says, why do you look for the living among the dead? In other words, what are you doing here? What are you here for? Why are you looking for the risen Christ here? You're not going to find him in this place. What are you doing here? What are you looking for? And so many people in this world, they try to find life in things where there's no life. They look for life where there is only death. Many things of this world which will try to draw people away, take them away. They think they're going to find life there, but ultimately the things of this world will end up sucking them in. They only lead to death. There's no life in those things. People that are searching for life in dead places, you're not going to find it there. You only find life. The scripture says that life is found in Christ. It's the only way you're going to find life, the meaning of life, what life is all about. You will find it only in Jesus Christ, looking in the wrong place. It's the story of this man who gets off a train and it's daylight savings has ended as it has today, so it's going to get dark a lot quicker. Gets off the train and it's all dark and he's walking on the way home. He sees his boy down on his hands and knees and he's sort of under the street light and he's searching around there and the guy says, oh, what are you looking for? You dropped something, or what are you looking for? And the kid says, oh, look, I got these coins and I had them in my pockets on the way to the shop and I've dropped them. I can't find them. And so he's looking down there and the guy says, oh, I can't see anything. The guy says to him, where did you lose them? He said, over there. He says, why are you looking here for? Oh, because the street light's here. Like, he's not going to find them. People are looking for things in the wrong places and they're not going to find it. You only will find what life is about in Jesus Christ. The only place that you will find it is in the risen Christ. And there's people that, I'm saddened to hear of people that, people following other religions and following after religions that don't have any life. Jesus Christ, Christianity is based on Christ. He is the living Christ. He's the only one that is alive. And there's many other religions, but they'll take you to their tomb and they'll say, well, here's where Muhammad was buried. And they will show you Confucius's tomb and they'll show you all of these things. But there's no life in those things. And I'll ask you the question. Just say that you were walking around along the street and you really wanted to know, where do I go in life? Where do I find, I want to find the meaning of life. I want to find out why I'm here. And you're walking along and you're searching and you come and there's this fork in the road. And there's a dead man lying there and there's a living man here. You got the living Christ here and the dead man there. And you ask him and you say, which is the way to go? What would you do? The dead man's not going to say anything. If I was looking for directions, I'd listen to the living one. I've listened to the living Christ who says, come, follow me. I am the way. I am the truth. No one comes to the Father except by me. And so I would listen to the risen Christ and know that that is the way to go. There's only one way, and that's found in Jesus Christ. The only way you're going to find happiness and meaning in life is through Jesus Christ. And the thing about these women is amazes me also about these women is when they come to the tomb, that they're downcast, they're depressed, and it's like that's the end of their life. It's amazing, amazing how many people, as I said before, don't live your life like this is the end of your life. It doesn't matter how old you are. You know, honor Pastor John and Pastor Pat. They're full of life, resurrection life, and they keep living life. Some people think when they get to 50 or 60 or 70 or whatever age that they get to is that, oh, well, my life is over. No, the resurrection power of Christ is still alive in you. Doesn't matter how old your body is. Now, one day you will die and we all will die. But because of the resurrection of Jesus Christ, the Bible tells us that we also will be raised again with him and that we will be with him in eternity. So we live every day with that knowledge of that resurrection power within our life. But these women that came and were so crushed and so broken. See, the thing about, we spoke on Good Friday about the cross and the confrontation of the cross, what that means. And here on Easter Sunday, excuse me, this Resurrection Sunday, when these women were confronted with the fact that Jesus Christ had risen from the dead, all of us dead, all of a sudden everything changed for them. They were in despair. But also, their life really was without any sort of meaning because they put everything into following Jesus and they thought, well, he's dead now. And so there was no meaning, no purpose in their life. But when they realized that Jesus not only died, but he rose again from the dead, they suddenly found purpose in their life. They suddenly found meaning in their life. Something changed. See, something changes when you come face to face with Christ. When you meet Christ, and you can meet Christ, if you have never met Jesus Christ, you can do that today. You can come and see Christ, give your heart to Christ, allow his resurrection life to be poured into you. Yes, the forgiveness of sins, everything that we celebrated on Good Friday, the washing by the blood of Jesus Christ, taking away all of the sin, everything that is not right, everything that's not of God, wiped away from our life, and we can be restored to God. But when we give our life to Christ, he pours that resurrection life within us. And these women, they believed, wow, yes, we remember now. Jesus said he was going to die, but he also rose again from the dead. And it changed them. It changed them radically, changed them dramatically. And what did they want to do when they grabbed a hold of it? Well, they wanted to tell someone that this is too big a secret to keep. Something absolutely this amazing, this is profound, is that Jesus has risen from the dead. And they ran. And they straight away, they went and told those disciples that Jesus had risen from the dead. When you give your life to Christ, it changes everything. Changes everything. You have purpose in your life. You have meaning in your life. And you need to be reminded of that at times. And that's why I said Easter is a reminder, not just to the world, about who Jesus is. It's a reminder to us Christians, us followers of Jesus Christ, that we have the power of Christ within us. That Jesus rose from the dead, and we live our lives knowing that at the end of the day, Jesus lives. Jesus is alive, and then he fills my heart with that joy, and I can follow him and know meaning and purpose in my life. It says in Romans 6:4, it says this, we were therefore buried with him through baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, that we too may live a new life. And there's that new life for us. Don't live this life in depression and being overwhelmed and circumstances and things. Always remind yourself. And if you need someone to remind you, then yeah, we all need someone to remind us. Come to church, be reminded, be praying. Go into Grow Group just to remember, hang on. Jesus rose from the dead. It's not all gloom and doom. Jesus rose from the dead. I'm not without hope because Jesus rose from the dead. I don't have to be living in despair and discouragement and wallowing in self-pity because Jesus rose from the dead. I don't have to be full of fear and full of shame and just overwhelmed. No, because Jesus rose from the dead. We've got to allow that to echo in our soul. We've got to let it permeate deep into our heart that Jesus Christ rose from the dead. And that changes everything for all of all time, all history, all of humanity. But we've got to personally receive it, personally apprehend what Jesus done. Make it mine. Make it mine. If you're here this morning and you've come along to church and you haven't made it yours, make it yours today. We give an opportunity at the end of service for prayer and say, do you want to come forward for prayer? You come and say, I want to make it mine. I want what Jesus did to count for me. I don't want to die in my sin, and I don't want to live this life without meaning and without hope, and I don't want to be unsure about what's going to happen to me when I die. I don't want to live like that. I don't want to live in fear and shame and bondage and struggling with all that stuff. No, I want the resurrection of power of Christ in me through the power of the Holy Spirit, the indwelling power of Christ within my heart and within my life. And I want to live like that. I'm going to live like that. And if you're struggling here today, if you know Jesus Christ, but you've allowed things in your own emotions that you've forgotten what Jesus said, let this be a reminder to us today. But we do need reminder because we forget. We do forget because we all go through stuff and we need to be reminded who Jesus is, what Jesus said, and what Jesus did. And I pray that the Lord gives you a reminder today. If you're struggling with something in your heart today and you've allowed fear to come in, you've allowed doubts to come in, discouragement, then hear the word of the Lord today. Allow the Lord to remind you that Jesus is alive. Don't live like he's dead. Live like he's alive because Jesus is alive. They found that tomb empty because Jesus had risen from the dead. And as I said, over 40 days, he appeared to them, different places. The guy, Peter, takes them fishing. Jesus comes and tells them to chuck their nets in, and they get 153 fish, burst, all the nets are bursting, and they sit down and they realize Jesus appears to them when they're fearful in the room, even on that very same day that he rose again from the dead, to the 11 who didn't believe it when the women came, said, you guys must be nuts. And then Jesus comes and appears and stands right in front of them, and wow, we can't refute that. Thomas isn't there, and they tell Thomas. Thomas says, rubbish, unless I put my finger in the hole and in the side where they speared him just to make sure that he was dead, I'm not going to believe that. And then so Jesus, he appears, and also, and when Thomas is there, and Thomas goes, wow, my Lord and my God. And so I pray this morning that we begin realize that Jesus is alive. Live your life every day like Jesus is alive, because he is alive. Don't allow worry and problems and things to overwhelm you. Don't make choices that lead to death, because some people do that. What are you doing here? Why are you in this place? Why are you doing that? Because there's only death there. Spend your time, spend your life in things where there's life, eternal life, the things of God. Make that the focus, make that the heart of all that you do. Let's stand on our feet. I want to pray for us this morning on this Easter Sunday where we celebrate that Jesus Christ has risen from the dead. If you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ today, I'm going to give you an opportunity to come and just to stand here, and we're going to pray for you. Yeah, it's not so comfortable coming and standing there, coming out of your comfort zone. Jesus went ultimately out of his comfort zone. He died on the cross for us. So if we really want to grab a hold of that, we can walk just a few steps and say, yeah, I want that to count for me. But for those who know the Lord Jesus Christ, live your life every day as if Jesus has risen from the dead, because he has risen. And we have hope because of Jesus Christ. We have purpose because of Jesus Christ. We have life because of Jesus Christ. So let's just pray. Father, we just thank you. Lord, as we just ponder that empty tomb, Lord, those ladies who ran there, Lord, they just, wow, they couldn't grab a hold of it at first. But Lord, then they realized, they remembered that you did exactly as you said you would. Lord, that you died on the cross, and on the third day you rose again. And Lord, we just thank you, first of all, that you died on the cross in our place for our sin. Lord, I thank you, Lord, that we don't have to live our lives in death and depression and wallowing, Lord, because Jesus is alive. And Lord, let your life rise in every heart this day. Father, help us to choose you, Lord, to go your way. Lord, not to look for the living among the dead, Lord, not to seek you in things that are empty and vain, Lord, that there's no purpose, and things that will eventually just trap us, Lord, and hold us, Lord. Lord, let us seek you, Lord. Let us live as we find you in that way, Father. And Lord, if anyone that doesn't know Jesus Christ, Lord, if they know Easter, but they don't know Jesus. They may have heard the gospel. They may say, well, I've heard it all before, but they've never actually given their life to Jesus, never said, I want it to count for me. Father, I pray, Lord, that you give them courage in just a moment's time, Lord, to come out, Lord, as we sing this, Lord, to come and stand at the front and say, I want it to count for me, that Jesus died for me, for my sin, that I don't have to take punishment, but I can have the promise of eternal life because Jesus Christ raised from the dead. So, Father, we commit things to you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that you remind us, help us, excuse me, to remember that Jesus is alive. And Lord, we celebrate this day that Jesus is alive. Lord, that you defeated sin, you defeated death. And we honor you, Lord. We honor the risen Christ this day in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.